You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. This week's episode is split into two sides. This is Side A.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Clock Radio Speakers. I am your co-host, Armand Wake Up. You can follow me on Twitter at Armand Wake Up, A-R-M-O-N-D, Wake Up, all one word. More important than that, please follow the official Clock Radio Speakers Twitter handle, which is at CRS Podcast. ClockRadioSpeakers.com is powered by Tumblr. Our Facebook is there. Instagram is at CRS Podcast as well. We are on iTunes. Vote, rate, comment. I'm curious to know if people have rated and commented us since we got past 75. I'm going to check that in a second. We're also on 4thDistrict.com. Shout out to them. And we're on Stitcher. Everywhere else you get podcasts at except SoundCloud because they're trash. Now, could not do Clock Radio Speakers without my white counterpart.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
I was trying to figure out what to do. And
I mean, it's not quite the Puerto Rican Fat Joe, but...
No, and I'm not the Puerto Rican case lay, and you're not the black Fat Joe. That's just not going to work.
What's going on, everybody? You can follow me on Twitter if you want, at @Doc_Beats. That's not a Z, but like Armand said, just follow the show. We took a week off.
Yep. No votes since... We're still at 77.
That's okay. That's cool. It's cool. Took a week off. And honestly, like, it's kind of a little bit of a quiet time right now.
Yeah. We could have took another week off.
Could have took another week off, but we had a couple things we want to talk about. This is going to be a very, very random episode. I have some rough notes, but honestly, I have no idea where this could go in all sorts of directions. Just to warn y'all, this will not be as... I don't really know if I'd call our... I like to think of our show as structured, even though it comes off not as structured at all. This is going to be completely unstructured. But that's okay. Sometimes you have weeks like that. But so yeah, man, how you doing? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
You put out a little mini project.
I put out a project literally last minute, called the Dropbox Demos. I'm trying to raise the last little bit of money left, so our church can send our teenagers to Mexico in the summertime, and how could I leverage my star power, to, you know, try and bring some money in. And I've just got records sitting in my Dropbox that will probably never get finished, never be done. And I took the best ones and, you know, threw them on Bandcamp and took the streaming off on purchase only. And you guys have really shown support. We should hit our goal. The church needs the money by Thursday. People are here this Wednesday morning. So if you haven't heard it, you've got another day or so to get it.
No, it's Wednesday right now.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah. So if you're hearing this...
I've been grinding, son. I forgot about days and everything.
If you're hearing this, it might be too late. But you should go support anyway.
Yeah, go support anyway. It'll be available. I'm making it available until Friday. You know, we can still get, you know, last little bit of money or whatever. But the sooner the better. But yeah, it's got some joints on there. Got some joints in there. Got a beat that you were supposed to produce.
Listen, there's a song called Doc Make a Beat Out of This, LOL, which I don't really appreciate.
That's the name of the song.
So.
Go ahead and explain why you didn't make a beat out of it.
I did make a beat with that sample.
No, you didn't?
Yes, I did.
Did I hear it?
Yeah, and it... The problem is that I took it and I got too clever by half and I was like, oh, I'm going to like extra chop it and make it unrecognizable. What you really ultimately probably wanted was something that was like rearranged and kind of, you know, you didn't want me to go all extra producery with it.
No.
Which is what I did.
You could have just looped it and just threw some drums on it.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes you do what you do.
Jesus.
No, I definitely, yeah, I was like, oh, that sample. Great. So then I did this whole thing and then, yeah, it really wasn't what you were looking for.
And then this was before Joe Budden ended up using it on a later project, like a year or so later. I hate when that happens. That happens to me all the time, unfortunately. That's not a shot at you. I'm just saying I have an idea and it doesn't get executed. And then somebody randomly use the same idea 6 months, a year later, 2 years later. I hate it.
No, it's a really interesting part of the way that we have historically made music, right? Because with one exception... Like every time that we have worked on music together, it's always been at a distance. Yeah. So it's always you're feeling inspiration about something and then you're hoping I feel the same way. Or like I come up with a beat and I've got a certain sound in my head and I hope that you catch the same vibe and that you do the same thing. But there's a lot of ways that can go wrong because you're not always going to be on the same wavelength.
Sure.
So it's extra hard.
Sure. Absolutely. Speaking of that, I mean, you know, we may or may not have caught a vibe, as the kids say.
Yeah. Caught a wave. Yeah. Yeah, we got something a little... Something, first part of next week. Basically, right after, when you have hopefully emerged from your post-Memorial Day weekend cookout slumber, and you sort of shake away the cobwebs Tuesday, you know, sometime maybe Monday or Tuesday, early next week, it might be a little something for you.
Might be a little something for you. Man, I need to find out where I'm going to be eating at this weekend. Man, I'm not going to Detroit to see my dad. I need to figure out how that's going to work. I need to eat.
When you are trying to figure out where you're going for, you know, when it's a cookout time of year, what are your sort of like, what are your priorities for like sussing out options?
Who's cooking and what?
Okay. So what is number one on your list of cookout foods?
What is being cooked? Because I have a lot of friends who are semi-health conscious. So I don't need like barbecued, like, I don't know, turducken or something like that.
That's not healthy at all. you mean you don't want like a kale burger is basically.
No, yeah, nah. I don't want a turkey burger on the grill. No. Give me red meat, son.
Okay.
I need that. Streets need that.
So go ahead.
That's pretty much it.
I was going to say, you're not picky. It's like, well, this place is doing like, you know, barbecue spare ribs. This place is doing burgers. Is it just...
Because I'm a burger guy. Like,
okay, so you're a burger guy.
Yeah, just make me about five or six burgers, get a couple bags of chips, and give me some water bottles, and I'm good. I'm very low maintenance. Mm.
So chips for your side? You're not really looking for like pasta salad or macaroni salad or potato salad or...
Nah. Okay. Like, I eat it if it's there, but I'm not like hankering for it. Hankering. It's a good old man word.
You've been really practicing your old man vibes lately.
Very much so. So much so that I catch myself sitting at work with my legs crossed.
That's wait.
Because my legs hurt.
What do you mean your legs crossed? Like
crossed at the knee. Okay. It's an old man cross. I've just watched old black men cross their knees for so many years. And I realize now that I do it because it's very comfortable. My hips have been hurting a lot lately. I really need to get a new bed.
Sounds like you might be in the market for some sensible shoes.
I need to get a pair of New Balances that I can just wear every day. Mm. Or not New Balances, I'm sorry, Ultra Boost that I can just wear every day. Like, I need a black pair that'll just go with everything. I can just throw them on, hop, go to work, and just be it. Because, I mean, I'm going to school next week, so, you know, it's different from being the first day of school, walking into class, trying to kill everybody with your outfit. I'm looking for comfort right now. My body hurts. So, yeah, I'm going to take some of my school money and invest in a bed. And you've been helping me out with that.
New mattress is a life changer.
That's what I'm hearing. I know what I'm going to get. It's just a matter of my check coming in and getting it.
Yeah, new mattress is a life changer. It sucks too because, like, you know, you have to spend a little bit of money. Thankfully now you don't have to spend as much money as you used to. Like, without turning this into a mattress ad, like, you used to have to spend, like, you know, if you want a decent mattress, like a really nice mattress, you go into a mattress store, you're going to spend way over $1,000. You don't have to do that much anymore. But it's also not like the $200 sleepy special either.
Yeah,
which is what I slept on for the first 10 years after, you know, after I graduated college. And when I was like, okay, I'm going to invest in a better bed, I was like, oh my God, what have I been missing my whole life? How did I make it this far? But it sucks, right? Because, like, everybody needs good sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I'm looking forward to investing in that. I'm looking forward to that first night. I'm thinking about taking off from work because I just want to sleep and enjoy it, or just order it so I know it comes on a Friday and do absolutely nothing. So I'm looking forward to it, man. We got an IKEA coming out to Columbus. Shoot, next week.
Oh no.
Next week. Man. I've been thinking about if I want to get like my, what am I looking for? Like my bed.
Yeah. Like the frame.
Yeah.
Mine's from IKEA.
Okay. You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking about beds.
Talking about beds on Clock Radio Speakers.
People are like, when are we going to get to the fireworks factory?
Yeah, IKEA. Oh, man. Now I work like in the same city as we have as where IKEA is, and it's just like you think I would go more, but nah. But no, it's like you could IKEA. Have you ever been to IKEA?
Of course.
I'm just saying, like, if there are people who this will be their first time in, and you'll be able to tell because they're going to look completely overwhelmed and lost.
Yep.
They're just going to be wandering in circles around like the futons going, where am I? What happened?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to have a game plan when you go to IKEA, because if you don't, you better have an extra like $400, $500, $600 because it'll rack up. You'll go through the little, you know, little different departments. You go through the bedroom section, the kitchen section, the bathroom section.
It all looks so accessible. You're like, I could do this. This could be me. This is my life.
Yeah. And then you go downstairs.
Well,
you get the cart.
And then you walk through the area where it's like, oh, I need new. Sure, I could spend $10 and get all new everything.
Yeah.
And then you walk all those little odds and ends. And next thing you know, you're buying like light bulbs and all this other stuff. Yeah.
They do a great job at that. And then don't forget the their dry cinnamon rolls. Got to get one of those.
The hot dogs. The hot dogs. Soft serve.
It's terrible. Dude, I don't think I've had the soft serve. I've had the hot dogs and I've had the cinnamon roll.
Soft serve is good. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Okay, now that we've lost everybody.
We have. Streets need that, though. Streets need the soft serve.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that just kind of lets you know, like, what's going on with music. Because, you know,
there's a handful of things going on.
Well, we asked our audience, like, what could we talk about? And then, you know.
Well, let's run through some quick hits real quick.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. So, update on Logic. He debuted at number one.
Yeah.
Sold 247.
Wow.
So.
Well, I mean, but he's Def Jam, though.
But does that really, I mean, it. Yeah, but it's the point you made when we reviewed his album. Was that the last time that we recorded?
Yeah, I think so.
When we reviewed his album, which is like, you don't really know anybody who's a Logic fan. But yet he's got this audience. I think it speaks to sort of the fracturing that can happen, especially, you know, certain artists, you can get a really like huge fan base. I think 247 first week, that's probably about the limit of where you can go before you can really like blow up.
Yeah.
Because by the time that I'm trying to think, when was Born Sinner? That was J. Cole's 2013. That was when he almost beat Kanye first week. Is that right? Think so. That was like low 300s, but by that
2013?
Point, yeah.
What did Kanye put? Oh, Yeezus 2013, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So by that time, J. Cole had already definitely gone above just like a niche rapper, and calling Logic a niche rapper is not meant to be a diss to him. Like, he's doing incredibly well, but he clearly, for whatever reason, hasn't crossed over to like he's everywhere.
No, because J. Cole's already in that spot. J. Cole does everything that he's trying to do, but better.
Well, J. Cole doesn't really try to rap fast.
Yeah, he does.
No, not like Logic.
Not like everybody, butter. And I gotta get it, and I gotta. Yeah, I mean, a little bit.
We got a lot of feedback on that.
We did. I was trying to make sure that y'all understood what I was hearing. Yeah, I mean, what I mean by Def Jam is, I'm just going to put on my tinfoil hat real quick. But, you know, Def Jam has been notorious for, you know, purchasing copies of projects.
I mean, what do you think? They set up a bunch of like bots to like stream 24/7. I don't think it works like that, man. You know what? Actually, that's a
really good idea for independent artists. your money kind of tight and you try to make your numbers look good. Set that bot up, son.
That sounds like a 2017 update to Raping You Records.
We'll be raping you.
Do you want to say anything about your man Aubrey Graham shooting his shot at the Billboard Awards?
No, but did the Billboards even have 13 categories? Like,
I mean, award show. Well, the Billboards are a really interesting award, right? Like, there's no surprise going into them for the most part. Yeah. Like, they're based on sales, so it's as best I can tell, it's not like, well, we take the five people who've sold the most and then we decide who wins after that. It's like, no, if you sold the most in a given category, then you just get the award. So it's really like a celebratory lap, right? Sure. What I thought was interesting is the song Drake performed was Galchester.
Yeah.
So he's really, He's really trying to push that. But I think that kind of works. That's where hip hop is at right now.
Sure. I'm still not crazy about their record like everybody else is.
I like that record. For what it is, I like it.
I mean, it's cool.
I still feel like Portland trailed off way too fast.
It did. Portland and Sacrifices.
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, there's a couple records on that album. I'm just like, what are we doing?
Yeah, right. I mean, like, More Life did really well, but, like, I feel like considering how little is out there that's really competing for that sort of sound right now, that sort of popular sound, I feel like that should be bigger, right?
I would say so, but Drake kind of has a black eye on his image musically, I think. I think because people are still disappointed from Views, I think that affected how they listened to More Life.
Mm.
So I feel like people were kind of going into it with, like, expectations. And it's a good project with some good standout songs, but it's still not the... And I think...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I think because people want the boom, here comes the boom. I think as people want the boom from him, anything less than that, even if it's good, because it's not great, like, he takes an L. But a Drake L is still successful to the industry standard and virtually everybody else, which is kind of weird how that works.
Yeah, and Drake certainly has gotten more out of this type of sound than I would have ever thought he would have done. And, you know, whenever he decides he wants to put out another project, I'm not saying he should anytime soon, but, like, let's just say, let's hope it's at least sometime next year, maybe even later, he'll be well positioned to turn left.
Mm-hmm.
If we're at the 2018 and he's putting out records that sound like Galchester Part 2, it'd be super interesting to see people's response to that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, he won a lot of awards.
It felt like Billboard was like, hey, we're gonna, what channel was this on? Fox?
I don't know.
Oh no, I don't watch TV.
I'm too cool for TV. I'm just kidding.
Kind of, what'd you say?
Too cool for TV.
Oh, busy, man. I'm grinding. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, I'm grinding.
Grussling,
man. Grussle's at an all-time high. I feel like Billboard called Aubrey and said, hey, listen, you had a big year. We want to honor you. What do you need for you to come to our award show? Because what artist just gets up and says, especially like A-tier artists, like, you know what? I want to go to the Billboard Awards. Let's go. Like, that takes a lot of effort, time, planning. All of that stuff goes into that because you're appearing on TV. You're probably going to perform. And so, you know, I'm sure in many instances, artists are like, well, make it worth my while. You know, it's why the artist is casually in the back when they win an award. Like, oh, I just got off stage performing and now I'm back.
Well, with the Billboards, that makes sense. Like, the Grammys, that's whatever. But, like, that's actually sort of like, ooh, I wonder who's going to win. The Billboards, Drake was going to win a lot because he sold a lot. But 13, that's...
Yeah.
And, you know, he wanted to get a little tipsy, shoot a shot, you know.
Shot at Ludacris, shot at Vanessa Hudgens. Then when he shot at Vanessa Hudgens, Nicki Minaj was like, what about me? Like, she didn't curve him for Meek, and now she's talking about having sleepovers with Nas. Like, what do you mean, what about you? Man, stay married, Doc. Love Marissa. It's ugly out here.
It's hard out there.
It's hard out here for a pimp, man.
I think Nicki releasing a record called Sleepovers with Nas would probably be the bullet to the heart of Meek Mill.
I think her appearing on Ellen saying like she would break all of her rules for Nas was a shot in the heart for Meek. It's the episode of Simpsons where Ralph liked Lisa and they pinpointed the exact moment when his heart broke. That's essentially what Meek, because Meek put out a record this week.
Put out a record and there's some yelling.
It's a lot of yelling.
It's very loud.
Lots of yelling.
I don't mind the beat.
Yeah, beat's all right.
Beat's cool. It's very loud. Speaking of people performing and being awkward.
Yeah.
Your girl Katy Perry.
Oh, God.
With Migos trying to be everywhere on everybody's song at the same time.
Yeah, Migos have they've had a really good run. There was a point where, like, it was low-key a rap for Migos. Like,
well you know.
right before Fight Night. I feel like Fight Night started this most recent run. because I think they were trying to ride the wave. And somebody said this on Twitter, like, you could tell that Drake wants to hop on a Migos record really bad. And Migos are like, nope.
Right. They got Aubrey'd.
He definitely got Aubrey'd.
They got Aubrey'd because he took the Versace flow and was like, all right, youngins.
Yeah, let me get this. And they're like, hey, let's shoot a video. And Drake is like, oh, man, look at the time. Oh, really
right,
tired.
Right. And now, you know, Quavo is everywhere.
They're all
yeah,
everywhere.
True. I saw yeah. Well, Offset's got a new song, actually. That's interesting.
Offset and Cardi B, right?
Yep.
And Cardi's low-key the new Nicki Minaj.
Well.
Like, she's doing exactly what Nicki was doing 6 years ago. Crazy. Crazy how that works.
So all I'm going to say about Katy Perry on SNL with Migos is that it really – she looks like she has – never really met Migos in any meaningful way. There was no chemistry. It was so awkward. It was like almost, what am I doing up in here? I'm going to react to with these rapidy hands. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Just. She was dancing to their words and not the beat. It was weird. But she's done this quite a few times. She got Juicy J on the one single. Has she got anybody else? I feel like Kendrick's done a song with her or something.
Snoop on California Girls, which actually worked.
I've never heard that song.
You've never heard that?
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Let's go to title. Hold on. Cause I saw the song everywhere, but you know, I wasn't like, I want to hear the new Katy Perry record. The only Katy Perry songs I've heard are I Kissed a Girl and Fireworks. That's it.
You've heard Teenage Dream somewhere before.
Maybe.
Yeah, that song was everywhere.
Greetings, loved ones. Oh, I have heard that. Yep,
yeah, I was going to say, you've heard California Girls.
Yep, I just haven't heard it with Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never heard it with Snoop. All right. So it's really interesting that, like, you know, after the whole Miley Cyrus not dealing with you Negroes and your jigaboo music thing that she did, now, you know, Katy Perry's like, I will. She's like, more room for me. Get the Amigos on the phone.
Olé. Yeah, no.
Olé. Like, oh, man. It never ends. It never ends. And I'm sure Migos saw the bag and was like, hey, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? Because it's a Max Martin production, so it's not quite like she got, it's not like she went all the way for the Migos sound, right? It's not like, you know, it's Migos and Metro with Katy Perry, which would be that's a whole other kind of vibe. Max Martin continuing his trend of like slowly gentrifying trap music.
Gentrifying trap. That's exactly what it is.
One hi-hat and snare roll at a time.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Speaking of Snoop, have you heard Snoop's new album?
I have not.
If you like, it was weird. I ended up on Tidal. I was listening to like Exhibit's discography a couple weeks ago. So I went to like X and then I went to, what's the name of his first album? At the Speed of Life, because I wanted to hear Paparazzi.
Mm.
If you like late 90s to early 2000s, maybe even mid 2000s, like Game's second album, if you like that production, you'll like the Snoop album.
Mm.
The production's pretty good. It's really good, clean, good, clean girl. It's good, like real clean West Coast sound. Like, it doesn't sound dated, but it sounds authentically Snoop. And I mean, Snoop is Snoop on the album, but it starts off really strong. There's a I'm sure you'll like the intro samples, the same sample as Cream. But they West Coast it out, so I'm already sure you're like, nah.
Hold on, I need to find my backpack, give me a second.
Yeah, wait 1 second. But I liked it. It's not bad. It's a good listen. Not bad at all.
I was just about to say, I need the JanSport with like the suede bottom on the.
I might need that for school.
But could you? Is there a more impractical thing. It's like the part of your backpack that's going to get the most dirt and wet on it and everything else, and you make it out of suede.
Right.
That's so 90s.
I mean, but it never ripped though.
Now I would I'd be like suede protector. Actually, I'm pretty sure I did. It's like suede protector and like get the waterproof spray for the whole backpack. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Actually, when you get sneakers, do you spray them with like the waterproof protector and everything?
I spray. I mean, if they have suede on them, yes.
But not
my
just
leather. My leather shoes.
Oh, I always do.
Nah, I'm not that guy. Like mostly because I mostly get Jordan 1s, and Jordan 1s look better beat up. So I don't really do that. But those New Balances I got for Christmas, I might as well put bags over them joints. Like, nah, I paid a pretty penny for those. And like, yeah, I've only worn them.
You got like shower caps around them as you're walking around?
Yes. Yes, actually. I beg your pardon. Absolutely. But nah, for the most part, nah. I don't do that. But I might bring Jan Sports back for going back to school. That's actually a really good idea. Might get the... find like some triple five soul hoodie. Hold on, let me go on eBay.
See, you could just have the JanSport backpack, like a nice image of it, and then you just get the label instead of just saying JanSport. Is, you know, I'm thinking for like an album cover for you, because say like the actual title of your album or your EP or your mixtape or whatever.
What would it be called? Oh my God, they've got some ugly triple five soul on eBay. Good Lord.
They still sell new JanSport backpacks?
Probably.
Like that look like the old ones?
Probably.
Oh man, some of these look terrible.
I'm sure you could find them. It's always weird. I was on Reebok's website today, and I was like, why is Reebok trying to make like new stuff? Like, just make your classic stuff, because that's what people want. Nobody wants, like, look at all these. They got a website full of bags.
What's that, JanSport?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm obligated to say the best backpacks ever are made by Tom Bin, B-I-H-N.
God, here you
go. They're expensive. I'm not going to lie. We definitely splurged, but they're also indestructible and incredible. And I love them, and I will never get another backpack. I will never need another backpack because this thing will never die.
Nah, these JanSports are fire. They're 60 bucks.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
But the suede.
You don't even want to know what I spent on my backpack.
Well, I have one of my friends. She has like an all leather bag. I think she spent like three.
Yeah, I didn't spend that much, but no, mine is made out of some like indestructible nylon. That's like, I don't even know.
How are the, I've always wanted a bag from Everlane. How are their bags? You know?
You know, I don't know. I don't have an Everlane bag. You'd think I would, because I have
Everlane everything. Yeah. All Everlane everything.
It's like what? At this point, it's Everlane, J. Crew, and Bonobos. Like, that's it.
Listen, man, you get to a certain age, you find out what you like, and you hang on to it for your life.
It's terrible. All right.
Bags are kind of tough. Well, of course they're on a wait list. Oh no, hold on. The modern snap backpack? Oh, this navy one's kind of hard. Okay, back to the show.
We went from Katy Perry's to backpacks.
That's what people love about us, man.
You're right. I like that phrase, gentrifying trap music. Anyway.
Ooh, these bags are tough. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back. We streets are back.
You hear your man ASAP has a single.
Yo, I hit you up. I think it was this weekend. I had what's the name of that song that was on his last album? It was like the first leaked
Goldie.
Single. No, not Goldie. No. The last album.
That's what you texted me about, though.
I was leading to that, but you okay. Ruined.
No, I'm sitting here looking through the text. I'm like, no, it's Gold.
No. I can't think of. Hold on. Let me find out the name of the record, because it's gonna bother me. Because I ended up listening to like a bunch of ASAP Rocky stuff. Yeah. Oh, Lord Pretty Flaco Jody 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I had that randomly stuck in my head.
That synth is hard.
Yeah, that synth is crazy. And then even Rocky's flow on. And I was thinking about Rocky, and I was like, man, he plays both sides of the fence really well. And I'm not talking about fashion and music, because I think he does that well. But, like, he's a young guy that the older rap crowd respects, but, like, he can still... He almost is like an OG to like the young cats, but he can still move in that space. It's not like LL getting on a record with like Playboi Carti or something like that. Like he can do a record with, or he can share a stage with 21 Savage and it not look weird.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's done a really good job of navigating that. because he can get on those 90 BPMs like Goldie. So I'm like, yo, Goldie was hard.
Where is Hit Boy?
Well, I kind of know where he is. We haven't listened to it yet. I've heard good things about the half a mil projects that him and Dom Kennedy were doing. But it's almost like Kanye interview was like the worst thing to happen to him.
Did Kanye like blackball him or something? Like he disappeared off the face of the planet.
Yeah, he was giving like D grade beats to God Over Money artists. And that was about it.
And even Kid Cudi came back to the fold for Kanye, like him, you know.
Oh, man. I can't wait to talk about Father Stretch My Hands.
Hit-Boy and Kanye must have really ended on a bad note.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
The two of them did really good stuff together.
You know? They did. I agree.
So, yeah, this ASAP record, Wrath, featuring Quavo.
I heard a piece of it. What you think about it?
So, it's fine. Like, here's the thing. I felt like ASAP had a sound of his own.
Yeah.
And this could be anybody's song.
Mm.
Like Frank's on it, Quavo's on it, you know, Uzi I don't care about, Cardi who I don't really care about. But like ASAP used to have a sound. And I'm not saying that he has to stick to that sound because that was almost six years ago, right?
Yeah.
Purple Swag was summer of 2011.
Yeah.
But like the idea of him not having this oral aesthetic that goes along with him, the idea of him just being another rapper. I don't know. I don't know if that's the move. Now, this is just one song. I mean, even on his last album, which was somewhat disappointing, I think he kind of went off in a weird direction, but he, if nothing else, he typically has a pretty good ear for beats and he is really comfortable jumping on all sorts of types of beats. So like in this era of everybody works with everybody, you could see how ASAP might end up with a whole lot of interesting sounding songs on his project. But he used to have kind of like this little thing going on. I mean, basically, where is Clams Casino?
Yeah.
But, great question. You know, that sound has changed and we're not in that era, which I get. And maybe it's too much to ask to say, hey, can you get a second unusual sound that's only yours? Maybe that's just no pressure or anything. Maybe that's just too much to ask and that's fine. And maybe this will just be ASAP flexing a lot of different flows over a lot of different beats.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's actually a guy who maybe the album format isn't really what he needs to be doing. Because his versatility. ASAP? Yeah. His versatility. Because this isn't even on his project. This is on the ASAP Mob project. But his versatility is such that like he should just be doing quick hits all over the place.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I felt, album where you at least talking like projects?
Yeah,
well,
let's say project. I mean, even a project.
Like EPs and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Playlists.
Playlists. Right.
We haven't seen anybody else do the playlist yet.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be a thing or not. Mm. It's amazing as an artist. Like, it used to be, man, I want to get my song posted on as many blogs as possible. Now, all the conversation I hear about is, we need your song on as many playlists as possible.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That was a really crazy conversation to have with the label. But hey, 2017, y'all. More life. More tunes for your head top.
More tunes for your head top. But yeah, the ASAP record, it's cool. It's fine. Frank is doing interesting stuff right now.
He is. I don't know what he's doing.
I have no idea what he's doing.
I like biking the more that I hear it.
What he's doing with... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, it often appears in my like title-like songs or whatever. Listen, title. I love title. Y'all have to change the now playing interface like yesterday. It's so ugly.
With the circle thing that spins?
Oh, my God. With the turntable. It's so ugly. It's so ugly. If you want to steal anything from Apple Music or even Spotify, steal that, please. But yeah, I like biking the more that I hear. I just wanted to say that.
His thing with beats is really interesting. Like, it's sort of the anti Drake thing, right? Where Drake uses his beat show as like, he's going to do, oh, I'm making a statement. Like you sort of build like an event around it. Whereas he'll just like drop it whenever. And lately, it's always been, there's some unreleased record that has Frank on it, you know, and he's just playing whatever. And it comes out in the middle of the night, whenever he wants. It's really random.
Mm-hmm.
But he's putting out music, you know, for a guy who practically disappeared in between albums. he is sticking around.
Yeah. And funny, none of you guys are begging for more Frank music.
Listen, I listened to Blonde on the way down to work this morning.
What, Doc?
What can I say? White Ferrari, man. White Ferrari.
I haven't heard the album since we did the show. Other than Pink and White. Pink and White is still phenomenal.
Nikes is still great.
Nikes is better. Shout out to Jay Gibbons, friend of the show, when I was in LA last year for my birthday. We listened to both Blonde and what was the name of the other album?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, because his videographer loved the other album, and so we played that too. And I was like, oh, this isn't as it was. It's just, I don't know, man. Hearing music, I'm not just gonna say in LA, but just hearing music in different environments, like it does something. It's so weird, but I love it. I love it. I don't know. Maybe I'll next time I go to LA or I go out of town, I'll listen to Logic again and see if I like it.
Everybody. I'm guessing you didn't listen to this 21 Savage Drake Young Thug record. I almost called him Lil Thug.
You wouldn't have been wrong.
Oh man, see, that's what's gonna happen. We're gonna get really old, and we're gonna be like, we're gonna confuse the littles and the youngs, and it's just gonna be terrible.
His name, Lil Young Thug, Uzi Vertical. What's his name? Uzi Vertical.
Young Uzi Vert. What?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, 21 Savage, who's taken the Issa meme and taken it to new heights, has a record with Drake and Thug called Issa. It's really too bad that 21 Savage is terrible at rapping, because I like the beat, and Drake works on it. Okay. Because he's basically, it's like, he's definitely Aubrey-ing 21 Savage. Like, he's like, I see what you're doing, and there's something interesting there, except you're terrible at it, so why don't you let me do it better?
Ah, that's funny. I have to check it. I didn't even hear about it until you asked me.
I got my ear to the streets.
I would have given it a listen because it's Drake. Yeah, you do have your ear to the streets.
Mean Streets of Connecticut. Mean Streets of Boston. Mean Street Posse. You want to talk about this Mask Off remix?
Sure, we can. Yep.
Your boy Future Hendrix.
Yep.
And your boy Kendrick Lamar.
Kung Fu Kenny. Yes.
Kung Fu Kenny. We get the Mask Off remix.
Yeah. Random.
What'd you think?
I miss remixes where the beat was different.
Oh, like it's basically a new song.
Yeah. Like the Horse and Carriage remix. Oh my God. Amazing. Amazing moments. Do you know where you go? Okay. Yeah, it felt like a freestyle. It totally sounded like a freestyle. Say that again?
It totally sounded like a freestyle.
Yeah, like, but aren't there new verses from Future on there too?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like it was new verses. I mean, Kendrick was Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Lots of multiple personality raps. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was cool. Like I didn't need it.
He doesn't fit on this at all. It's really jarring. Yeah. You know, as the kids say, like this song has a vibe, right? And yeah. Future is just riding that vibe throughout this entire song. And then Kendrick's like, hey, everybody, I'm going to rap. And he stakes his flag in the ground and he starts like, watch this flow. Watch that flow. I'm going to. He does a lot of stuff on it. And this is not a record that you rappity rap on.
Yeah. There's already a lot going on. Shoobity-doobity.
He just doesn't fit on this at all. And you're right. It's definitely sound like a freestyle.
Yeah.
I do like, I think the only thing they're doing, I think, a little bit differently with the beat, I don't remember from the original Mask Off, is they sort of blend in this like sample that comes in for a second. Mm-hmm. And I was immediately like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, that was dope. But you know, we're sample heads, so of course we're going to like that.
So here's the thing I don't really get. Like, never mind, like Kendrick doesn't fit stylistically, but conceptually, like Future's on this hook talking about Mollies and Percocets, and that's not really Kendrick's vibe.
I mean, what is Kendrick's vibe? Listen, if Kendrick is not giving an entire dissertation on an album, what is Kendrick talking about?
Mm. Is this when the Kendrick backlash begins right here on Clock Radio Speakers?
I mean, I've always said that Kendrick's problem is like he's scatterbrained lyrically at times. Sometimes it works, like on No More Parties in LA. Sometimes it doesn't work, like on many of his guest appearances aren't good.
Yeah, we got to say this. For somebody who is pretty much kind of taking he's kind of wearing the championship belt right now for rappers. Yeah. Yeah. Give me 5 dope Kendrick guest appearances.
I would love to hear that. Use the hashtag #ClockRadioSpeakers to hit us up at CRS Podcast. Yeah, I agree. We'll put it up on Instagram and all that. I would love to hear 5 good ones.
Yeah, because I can't think of them.
I can't think of any too. I'm sure people are going to say collard greens.
Okay, there you go. I will give you that. Collard greens.
Collard greens, No More Parties in L.A. But people don't really like Kendrick on No More Parties in L.A.
You're holding the Kendrick. You're waving the Kendrick flag on that.
I'm fine with that.
That's cool. I got 2. I'm holding my hand in the air with 2. I'm counting down.
Blessed with Q. I like this verse on that.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Right. So let me say this. I'm sure we will be able to come up with 5, but it's not easy. It's not obvious. And it's not like we're rushing to name our favorites. And for a guy who is clearly an incredible rapper and in this era of collaboration, and the fact that he does jump on records. It's not like he doesn't jump on records, but they just don't work. He's almost, this is going to come off really harsh, but I'm going to say it and try to figure it out. It's almost a little bit of Marshall Mathery going on.
Yeah.
He dominates a record. Kendrick doesn't slide into a record really well. You kind of have to, the beat and everything has to be built around Kendrick. Right, there are some exceptions. Like, I think Collard Greens is a great song. Kendrick sounds amazing on it, but that's also a TDE record. Like, that's in that wheelhouse, right? But I mean, even when he was, I mean, a good example, right? I mean, so when he was on Take Care, they had to just give him an interlude, which is just not good.
Greetings, Earthlings.
We are now taking over your radio.
Oh my God. Listen, I when I listen to Take Care, I still have 1.5 on my phone. So yeah. I haven't heard the Kendrick interlude in years.
But yeah, I think you have to, you know, you kind of have to build the record around him.
Yeah.
And anytime he's ever collaborated with a pop artist, which, look, not easy, but no.
Who else did he collaborate with besides Taylor Swift?
Maroon 5.
Oh. Mayor Hawthorne.
Now, you know what? He's good on crime.
I don't need it.
I don't need it, but he also is a little more low key. Like, he doesn't do what he does on Mask Off. Mask Off, he's like, guess what? I'm pulling out all the tricks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some other ones.
See, now I've been avoiding it, but now you're going to hear me type. You're going to go to the internet. Yeah,
God. What was some other pop records? Oh, Chris Brown. He was terrible on Autumn Leaves.
DJ Booth has a somehow 50. Wait, when is this from? 3 years ago. Yeah, I'm not listening. I'm not reading through 55 Kendrick Lamar guest verses from. Okay. Let's see what we got. I mean, he was on FM Problems.
And that's a good verse. We'll do that.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. Recently, he hasn't really. Yeah, so it's an interesting thing. So we can cut this short and just say, I would love to hear. I'd love to hear from everybody if they agree with us that Kendrick isn't necessarily always really good on features, and if they disagree, like, what do they think the best? What do they think the best features are? So yeah.
Yeah. Hit us up on Twitter and let us know 5 dope Kendrick guest appearances. But yeah, I could have totally did without Mask Off. Like, it was, you know, I doubt the remix makes it out of the week, and that's crazy.
Yeah, right. Future and Kendrick, Mask Off. That should be.
But yeah,
we hope you enjoyed Side A of this week's episode. Please check out Side B at clockradiospeakers.com.